Amen. Happy Sabbath, family. Another strong amen for the young man here. God bless you, sir. Now, before we begin the sermon, I want everybody to find a partner, left or right, look at them and say, God loves you. And God accepts you as you are. Okay, one more time. God loves you. God accepts you as you are. And look at the other person and say, God has a mission for you. Now look up here. Look up here. God has a mission for me. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask and pray, O Lord, that you're in this sermon, that you're in this church, O Lord. Let us understand your spirit, understand your message for us, so that we may leave here as better people representing your love. In your name we all pray. Amen. Every member in the mission. That's the title of this sermon. What's the title? Again, every member in this mission. Amen. A young lady named Ashley Smith, one morning she went to the store to buy some cigarettes or drugs. What was her name? Ashley Smith. Amen. We don't have any Ashleys here, do we? Okay, good. Ashley Smith. She went to go buy some drugs, and when she went to the store, she encountered a man called Brian Nichols. What was his name?
Brian.
Okay, good. We're paying attention. Brian Nichols kidnapped Ashley, took her into her apartment, tied her up, and said, if you do as I say, there will be no problems. Now, ladies, if that was you, what would be your reaction? Your scream, okay. Let's be honest, what would you do? You beat him up, okay. What else? Huh? Cry? Okay. Follow? Okay. Okay, beautiful. Some of us might pray. Okay, no one said that. I'm going to pray. Lord, please liberate me from this situation. And Lord, I'll follow you forever. I'll stop doing this. I'll stop doing that if you liberate me from this situation. Now, Ashley in this situation didn't do any of those things. Ashley used her gift. In church, she was known as the person who was very lovable, very nice. Everybody in her church loved her. She had such a personality that when you first met her, you instantly fell in love with her. She had this positive atmosphere. You guys pick that up? I don't think so. Ashley went to the store to buy cigarettes, to buy drugs. Ashley goes to church. Everybody in church loves her. They don't know Ashley and her drug addiction. What's your drugs? Where do we go for peace? I forgot to mention, too, Ashley's, you know, young, 27, she has a daughter. Years before, her husband died in her arms. And since then, she has felt anxiety. She has never felt peace since then. So in order to feel peace, she goes to the drugs. She goes to the cigarettes. And the question is, what is your drug? What is it that you go to find peace? To find some sort of reconciliation within your heart? Okay, we say that. But now, is that true? When tough times actually come around, who do we go to? Be honest, people. Okay. Amen. In this moment, she united her will with the will of God. She started to give her testimony. She started to talk about her relationship with God, her husband, how she's been, how she's falling into this world of drugs and this addiction. And little by little, mind you, Brian's heart began to change. Brian's heart began to change. And I forgot to mention, too, Brian is a murderer. He killed 4 people before he kidnapped Ashley. A murderer kidnapped her. And in that moment, any one of us would have been screaming, Lord, help me out, started fighting him, beating him up. But she started to give her testimony. She used her gift that God had given her, a gift of being lovable, being nice. And little by little, Brian Nichols started to warm up. And he started to think about this. And in time, guess what happened? He let her go. He went to prison. But he decided to serve God in the prison. Amen. That amen should have been louder. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Another woman. A whole different story. Another woman. Years before Ashley Smith. She's in the city. She's walking through the city. All the men in the city know her. All the women in the city know her. As a person who is filled with shame, as a person who has had such a horrible past, Everybody knows this woman. She goes to a well. And in that well, she finds a man, a Jewish man. And the Jewish man asks her a question. What was the question? John 4, verse 7. Let me see the verse. Open your Bibles. John chapter 4, verse 7. John chapter 4, verse 7. My Bible's open. Who has it?
Water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
Amen. Jesus was at the well. This woman, who had such a horrible life, went to the well and found Jesus. And what was her response? How? Remember, she was a Samaritite. Jesus was a Jew. Back in those days, Jews and people from Samaria were enemies. So she was saying, how is it possible that you, a Jew, will ask me for a favor? Impossible. How is that even possible? They were enemies. So in other words, this woman said to Jesus, you and me are enemies. Impossible. How can I do you this favor? And then Jesus, being the wise, awesome person he is, starts to conversate with this woman. He knows her past. You've married this person, didn't go well, so you married another person. Didn't go well, you married this person. Didn't go well, you married this other person. And the person you're living with now is not even your husband. He knew her whole past. Tell you guys, brothers, sisters, if we knew your life really, how would you feel? The secrets that you do. The thoughts that you entertain, the things that you've done in your past. Are you comfortable telling the church it? Are you comfortable letting the church know about your past or your current, your present? Jesus revealed to her everything. And if you read in verse 13 and 14, open your Bibles, that same chapter, John 4, 13, 14. Sure, can you read it, please?
Which one?
John 4, verses 13 and 14. Amen. He says, if you keep drinking from this water, you'll always come back for more. And that well represents Ashley's drug. We have a well we go to. When we're feeling anxiety, we're feeling stressed, we go to a well. We go to that drug. And we go to it. We feel great at the moment. And then a week later, a day later, what happens? We go back to it. What is your drug? Is it music of the world? Secular music? Is it pornography? Watching sports on Sabbath? What is your drug? What is your well that you repeatedly go to over and over and over again but never feel satisfied? Is it a person? Is it a group? What is it? And are you willing to give that up today? If you keep reading, the woman felt excited. She felt accepted by Jesus. Jesus knew her whole story, and he did not reject her. He accepted her as she was. And she went to the city, the same city that people started talking a lot of junk to, who always judged her. She said, here's a man who knows my past, who knows my history, but accepts me as I am. If you read, all the men, all the women went to the well to see Jesus. She became a missionary. What's the title of this sermon again? No. Say it again. Okay. Every member in the mission. Brothers and sisters, we all have a mission. We all have a mission that God has ordained for each and every one of us. But in order to fulfill that mission, we need to give up our well. We need to give up that drug that we keep going to over and over again. She became the first missionary in Samaria. The person who everybody knew as that girl who just never got it right. She became a missionary for Jesus. Amen to that? God calls us. Okay, here's the theme of the sermon. Here's the theme, reconciliation. What's the theme? Okay, this is a church sermon, by the way. Reconciliation. God's mission for us is reconciliation. When Jesus Christ came down to earth, his mission was to reconcile humanity with God. Because there was a division. There was a division. Sin brought a division between us and the Father. God, Son, and Spirit. We know that. We know that. And God's mission for us is to reconcile the people that we know, our family, our friends, our neighbors, not people over there in Africa, not people in Asia. Some of us are called to do that. But the people in our lives, the people that surround us day in and day out, that is our mission, to represent Christ to them, to speak Christ in them. Amen? Amen. Many of us, sometimes, we live a double life. We're here in church on Sabbath. We say amen. We sing the songs. But once we get home, our lives completely change. How can you be a missionary for Christ if you're living one life here, but living another somewhere else? The people around you, that is your mission. God called you to represent his name with them so that they can see Christ within you. Once again, we have to leave our wall, our drug. And you know something interesting, guys? God uses the most improbable people for his mission. Do you guys know what the word improbable means? Define it for me, sir. Unusual, okay. Hard, stubborn. The most improbable people God uses for his mission. I have a list here. I want you guys to pay attention to this list. And I want to see, okay, be honest, if your name is in this list. Okay, this is a bunch of people that God used for his mission. And then the characteristic, okay? Ready? Abraham, liar. No one's a liar here, right? Oh. Okay, thank you. Someone says lied. Sarah, incredulous. In other words, unbelieving. Joseph, the sounder. Guys, look at me. Look at the robe that I got from Father. Esther, fearful. David, conspirator. James and John, angry. They were gangbangers. They were the person who was always starting trouble. Peter, the negator. Maria, emotional. She was always crying. And then you have Paul, the persecutor, the murderer. Paul, who was Saul, he used to kill Christians, became a Christian himself. God uses the most improbable people. So if you feel today that you cannot be used by God, stop lying to yourself. You're in good company. You are in good company. Who here today feels that they could be used by God? And we all have a testimony, people. We all need to give God that ability to use us. In order for him to use us, we all have to share our story. My testimony is not the same as your testimony. Mine isn't the same as your testimony or yours. You have your own unique testimony, a testimony that can reach somebody. Like Ashley Smith, who was able to bring a murderer to the feet of Christ, you have a testimony to give to somebody that they need in order to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he can help you in your problems and in your life. Amen? Who wants to give God our lives, our time? Amen. Let's all stand up. Let's have a final prayer. And let's pray.